The Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
Time for our NFL picks, week 3. Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer in the studio. You can check their podcast out on all the podcasting locations, iTunes and Google Play and all that. And then they're on all the socials as well, Sports Meets Beer. Hi, guys.
Let's get it on.
Yeah. Oh.
Hello.
So last week was a good week for me.
Yeah.
And a good week for Brad.
But another undefeated week for Brad.
Undefeated. Brad's at 6-0 with going 3-0 last week. You, Ben, are at 4-2 after having a rough one last week.
Yeah, 1-2 last week.
Yeah, well, that was me the first week.
Falling into old form.
3-0 for me last week, and now I'm 4-2 tied with you. All right, so week 3, we're going to have the Raiders going to Miami, take on the 2-0 Dolphins. Ben, you want to go first?
Yeah. You know, obviously, big letdown in Mile High last week. A lot of factors played into that, and luckily it looks like a couple of their defensive linemen are coming back. So you got Justin Ellis is back. P.J. Hall is listed as questionable, but he upgraded from being out completely, so he should be back. Even though he's a rookie, he still adds a little more depth there. Looking at the two teams, the tail of the tape, Miami is pretty decent at stopping the run. They're just okay at stopping the pass. So if Carr can have a similar game as he did last week, if they can come up with some sort of scheme and, you know, just a plan for him to play as good or almost as good as last week, then they should be fine. The interesting thing with Miami is that they are at 5 interceptions so far this season, and that means that Carr can't really have that off game like he did in week 1 against the Rams.
Yeah.
Got to watch that. And then all of a sudden, Miami's got this kind of universal guy, Albert Wilson, that they've used him everywhere. He's lined up as receiver. He's lined up as running back. He's done the wildcat. He's done a little bit of everything, and they're really infatuated with him. So we'll see how the Raiders can defend against that. And Brad and I have mentioned on the podcast before with Amari Cooper was a big X factor last week. And if they can get him involved early and get him involved in the game plan and get him going, then usually he'll be more effective, and that will help out. That will help separate a little bit of that run game. I picked the Raiders to go. I'm doing it. They can't, right. I just don't see him going 0-3. That'd be
all right. So Raiders on that end of the table.
Yep.
Brad.
This is a must-win for the Raiders, because if you look at their schedule, there's maybe only 3 legitimately, like, based on how they've played so far. It's 2 weeks only. I realize that, but if you take what they've done so far and look at the rest of the season, after this, there are really only 3 winnable games if they continue to play at this rate. That's terrifying. This is a tough one because you were already in Denver and now you're going to Miami. It's an East Coast game. It's hot. It's humid. It's going to be in the 80s. It's supposed to rain. You're playing against a Miami team that only is allowing 3 yards per rush attempt. The Raiders are allowing like 5.5 yards a rush, and Miami's leaning heavily on Frank Gore and Kenyon Drake. When you go on the road, especially on a long trip, you've got the early game basically against your own clock. It's all about turnovers. It's all about mistakes. This might be the week that you see them try and open it up, but I see Miami just trying to keep the ball out of his hands altogether. I think it's a hard road trip. I think it's tough. I think Miami wins by a field goal.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a flyer on the Raiders on this one. I think even though the Dolphins are 2-0, and I think Gruden will do whatever it takes to not go 0-3, because that's all right, Niners at Chiefs, Brad.
I was at the game this past week against the Lions, and I'm here to tell you that Richard Sherman is the truth.
Yeah,
he was a monster in that game. They threw over to his side one time.
Mm-hmm.
He's played 99 coverage snaps. He's given up 1 catch for an average of 0.18 yards per coverage snap that he's allowing. The other side of the secondary,
yeah,
I don't know what the heck's going on over there.
Well,
I think Akilah Witherspoon's still hurt. He just looked a step slower than we've seen him look, and that's going to be a real problem this weekend. They get Reuben Foster back, which is great, but where does he make an impact in this game? Pat Mahomes is on pace for like 6,800 yards passing, 80 touchdowns, no interceptions, and like a 71% completion percentage. We like did the projection last night on the podcast. I don't think he's going to keep that up, obviously, but he's really comfortable in empty sets, which causes a huge problem for the 49ers, because where are they going to find the coverage to cover Sammy Watkins and Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt out of the backfield? Who's going to cover Travis Kelce? You know, and also Mahomes has shown a propensity to be able to get out of situations in that open set by improvising and breaking plays or running. Reuben Foster helps them get off the field on third down, which they have not been able to do very well in this early part of the year. The beautiful thing for the 49ers is the Chiefs are giving up an average 430 yards passing per game right now. And they're allowing like a 4 yard per rush. They just haven't teams haven't had the chance to run the ball against them very much. So I think the 49ers game plan here is going to be keep the ball out of Pat Mahomes' hands. Mm-hmm. They're going to run the ball a lot. We saw the running game get well against Detroit. It's probably within the 6.5-point spread. I think, you know, the Chiefs probably win. It's our home opener. They're charged up, all these things. I think the 49ers make it a better game than some people are thinking. But I just, at the end of the day, I just don't see them being able to force enough turnovers to make a difference, and I think the Chiefs win.
Yeah, and with Brad on this one, it's going to be so hard going into Arrowhead with, you know, this team that undoubtedly is probably going to lead the AFC West into the playoffs. You know, it's going to be really hard for the Niners have to get started early. Right, and they're still really, really ailing at a couple positions, you know, injury wise. Curious to see how Richard Sherman's going to play again. Lineup, I agree with Brad. I think he's a great player. I haven't seen him play live like he did last week, but I really want. I'm curious to see how they're going to line up and how they're going to scheme and manage, you know, Tyreek Hill and how they're going to just handle that threat, that deep threat.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs as well. We're going to do a clean sweep.
Clean sweep.
Is this the first time in like 9 Niner games that you've actually picked against the Niners?
Yeah, yeah.
ever since Garoppolo.
Ever since Garoppolo. This is my first against Garoppolo pick. I think that Patrick Mahomes eventually will be brought down to earth, but the Niners are not the team that accomplished that goal, I don't think.
No.
And you saw how Matthew Stafford picked on Witherspoon in that game last week. They'll do the same thing here in although I think there's a chance for this to be a shootout and be high scoring.
Yeah.
But they're not going to win. Clean sweep for the Chiefs. All right, we'll do our wild card picks in moments.